This edition of NBA Update was recorded on the week of April 15th. Welcome, listeners. We are now on NBA Update.
The New Orleans Hornets eliminate the Dallas Mavericks 4-1, and Avery Johnson is fired as the Mavericks head coach. Also in the East, the Toronto Raptors are eliminated by the Orlando Magic 4-1. The Denver Nuggets are swept by the LA Lakers. Phoenix Suns take an early exit out of the playoffs by the hands of the San Antonio Spurs 4-1. Now we're on to teams that are still in the playoffs. We have the Cleveland and Wizards series, Boston versus Atlanta. Who knew this team would take Boston all the way? We still have in the West, very, very exciting series, the Houston Rockets versus the Utah Jazz. Tracy McGrady trying to lead his team out of the postseason for the first time in his career. Also, Philadelphia and Detroit. And now we have the latest in news. Avery Johnson was fired. And I think we all saw this coming after a disappointing loss to the New Orleans Hornets. It is sad to see Avery walk away after winning Coach of the Year just 2 years ago. But we have a new Coach of the Year, Byron Scott of the New Orleans Hornets, well-deserved. Also, Pat Riley steps down from the Heat, from the Miami Heat coaching. Also, most improved player, well-deserved. There is no one even close to this. Hedo Turkoglu of the Orlando Magic. Now, my predictions. Here is where I state my opinion about what happens, and you can't do anything about it. My opinion, I believe the Rockets will proceed in getting into the next round. I believe San Antonio will dominate in that series. Detroit versus Philadelphia, I see Detroit closing that out in Detroit fashion, which is a blowout. I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Wizards, I see the Wizards winning that series. Atlanta, I see the Boston Celtics closing this out early because they do not want a game seven. They do not want a game seven with this streaky Atlanta team, and they will close it out. Now it's time for today in NBA history, and this day Michael Jordan became the first player to record back-to-back 50-point games in the playoffs. To all the basketball fans out there, thanks for tuning in, and this should be a great postseason, and consider yourself updated.